Adewuni, and this is the Morning Crossfire. Today is Thursday. It's our health day. This is World Glaucoma Awareness Week. And we're going to have a guest, a doctor, an ophthalmologist, and also a lecturer of the Department of Ophthalmology, the Faculty of Clinical Services, here at the University of Lagos. We expect him to come in anytime soon. Have you hit the fourth floor? Have you gone up the fourth floor? I'm not talking about the building. I'm saying, are you 40 years and above? Yeah. You know your age, right? Now, when was the last time you ran a test on your eye?
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
You don't know. When was the last time you had a glaucoma screening? You also don't know. Or your answer is never. Are you a glaucoma patient right now? What's your experience with glaucoma like? How are you managing glaucoma? Now, how has Nigeria been handling and dealing with this growing public health concern? Glaucoma, like they will tell you, is a thief of sight. In many instances, there's no significant warning. I've had a number of people who had glaucoma, and I've done reports on glaucoma, and for some, their sight simply just went poof. So if you're not wearing glasses, many of you would barely have any reason to even go to the doctor's clinic at all. Because you think you can see clearly. And because you can see clearly, why do I have to see an eye doctor? Well, you do. Because glaucoma does not affect only those who wear glasses. It affects anybody. When the doctor gets in here, he'll tell us some more. But I want to know if you've ever, especially for those of you who don't wear glasses, who don't have a reason to go get glasses, right? Have you ever been to the eye doctor's clinic? Have you visited an ophthalmologist? What's the other one called? Have you visited any? Do you have glaucoma? How are you managing it? 0700-993-993-993. We start the conversation with you while we wait for the doctor to get in. The theme for this year's World Glaucoma Week is this week. The theme is "The World is Bright. Save Your Sight." I mean, that's instructive. The world is bright. No matter how bad things are, the world is bright. Save your sight. That tells you that there's a lot you can do to save your sight. We'll tell you what and what. But what's your experience like with glaucoma? Have you been to the eye doctor's office recently or never? Let's talk. Good morning. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for calling.
Yeah. Please, I'm very happy for the topic this morning. I want to find out there's something that always makes me to ask questions about technology. I come from Delta State.
Okay.
And there's this team. I have elderly neighbors who, one is a retired justice, and they are above 18 years, and they both are blind from different families. I was thinking whether it's because of the kind of gari they use, the little red gari that causes their blindness. Or I don't know why people get blind at old age. I don't know what causes it. I think whether gari or gari causes blindness, I don't really know. Please, you should ask the doctor when it comes.
Okay, I've noted your questions. I'll do just that. Good morning, hello. Sorry about that. Please call again. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Basi. I'm calling from Ikotun.
Welcome, Basi.
On both eyes.
What did you say?
I have glaucoma on both eyes.
You have glaucoma on both eyes. When did you find out?
2019.
How did you find out? How?
I went to General Hospital, Ikotu, Igondo. They said it was a cataract. I went to Masop at Ijaniki. Mm-hmm. They said it was glaucoma. I had to go to Mekio. That's where I am taking treatment now.
Hmm. What was the reason you went to the hospital in the first place? What happened to you that made you visit the hospital?
Okay, when I am driving in at night, when the opposite vehicle comes, I see round, that is the light comes like a ring.
Yeah.
And I started losing my sight. I started having visions.
Mm.
Yeah.
I understand.
So I had to go to General Hospital, Igondo. That was May 2018.
Mm.
They gave me appointment for 2019, January 25th or so.
Mm.
And they didn't give me any treatment, any drug to take. So I had to go back to complain that I am losing my sight.
They didn't give you any drugs?
No. They said I should wait until they were waiting for the thing to mature. I said mature for me to go blind completely or what?
Wait, what?
So
I can't believe my ears.
My daughter had to take me to Ijaniki. They call that place ISOP. They gave me they referred me to go for a test.
Yes.
At Ishari.
You should even be doing two tests, right?
So, but because I knew what I was going through, it was not like a cataract, as the general hospital said. Because general hospital don't use any instrument. They just use touchlight and
check
the eyes.
I'm happy for you. I'm really happy for you that you took it seriously. So you're on treatment right now, yes?
Yes.
I'm glad for you. Thank you very much for sharing.
Handling it.
All right. Thank you very much for sharing. You see, if you go to the hospital, you still have a responsibility for your health. How can you go to the hospital? The doctor tells you to do no tests, gives you no treatment, and just tells you to go home. And some of you will say, oh yeah, but I went to the hospital, they told me to go home. It's you, it's your life, it's your eyes. You have to go back. And glaucoma is personal to me because I've had to treat glaucoma for how many years now? So I know. Eh? Don't leave it in the hands of somebody who's not concerned. Good morning, hello.
Good morning.
Thank you for calling. Yeah, welcome.
Please, I'm listening to this explanation in your station. Hello.
I can hear you. Go ahead.
If I don't know if I'm on the right number.
You are speaking to Nigeria Info, right? Are you?
Hello.
You are speaking to Nigeria Info. Go ahead with your comment, please.
Okay. I have the same problem of glaucoma.
How do you know you have glaucoma?
She has been to so many tests and rest. Even at the end, they ask her to go home that they cannot do anything. My children have taken her to more than 5 or 6 places.
Who? Your wife?
Listen to you. Hello, my wife, yes. Yeah. We have been suffering this. We have spent millions in buying medicine, but there's nothing going on. She has left herself alone there now.
So she can't see? Can she see?
She can't. Hello?
Can she see?
She does see, but even the hospital, they ask her that the doctor, the Indian man, cannot do anything. So
no, can she see? Can she see right now with both of her eyes?
Yes, she can see.
So is she on treatment right now?
Not on treatment. We don't even have money to continue the medicine.
What medicine are you buying? It's not expensive now. Are you sure you're talking about glaucoma?
It's glaucoma, but I don't know. She's going to tell you the kind of medicine. I don't know the name.
So have you gone back to the hospital?
She has not.
And then go back. Stop it, sir. You have to stop it. You have to pick one. How much is it? I've treated glaucoma, so I'm going to tell you that it's not as expensive as you're making it. You have to go back to the hospital and get her eye drops and her drugs. That's what to do. If you sit down there, she's going to totally lose her sight and you can't get it back, unfortunately. Unfortunately, when the doctor comes in here, I don't want to tell you because I've been a patient myself, I know one or two, and I've, because of that, had to do reports on glaucoma, so I know quite a lot about it. So if you sit back and you say, we don't have money. How much is the money you're talking about? How much? If you've been saving 119, stop it. Just stop it. Good morning. Hello.
Hello. Good morning, Wemimo.
Morning, sir.
Yeah, my name is Ahmed. I'm calling from Agbara.
All right. Welcome.
Thank you for this topic this morning.
Welcome.
Yeah. My dad has a glaucoma. But the unfortunate thing is that I just want to advise most of the Nigerians that we should not take this issue of glaucoma lightly. But the unfortunate thing is that it's the hospital itself where he went to when this thing started. They did not advise him on time that his problem is glaucoma. If not, it would have been easy for us to combat this thing. We did a lot of operations, but we could not meet up. Now he's totally blind. But after spending a lot of money,
I'm so sorry. On both eyes?
Yeah, on both sides.
Oh, dear.
But they did not tell us on time that it was glaucoma. We keep on going to the hospital. They treat him.
Which hospital?
I don't
Was it a government hospital or a private hospital?
A private. It's private. It's an optical distance too. It's a private hospital. And they could not advise him. Not until he went to General Hospital before they told him, okay, this thing is glaucoma. Before we now went to Mikio, we did about 2 operations.
Oh, dear.
But it was late.
It was too late.
So I want to tell Nigerians, we should not take this thing because it's an irreversible blindness.
But it is.
The earlier you know, the better you do face this thing head-on.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry to hear that.
But my happiness is that my dad is a very agile person. Mm. He does not think of his sight as a problem.
Mm.
When you sit down with him, his instinct is even more than mine.
Mm.
So he uses his instinct to do whatever he wants to do.
Right. Thank
and
you.
And tell me, don't assist me. Just leave me. Mm. I will locate where I'm going.
Good. Very good. Thank you very much for sharing. Over 70. Thank you very much for sharing. I'm so sorry about that. If I wear your shoes, I will sue the heck out of them. That's a better word to use. Because, man. Good morning, hello.
Good morning, yeah.
Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, this is Joy. I'm calling from Abulegba.
Welcome, Joy.
Yeah. So, please, I would like to find out, someone that is so close to the system all the time, okay? So, I don't know if the reflection of the light from the system will also affect the eye at a longer period of time. And what other mechanisms can the person do, okay, to actually make the person, you know, not to have issues, if there's any issue, and if you're someone who works with the system all the time.
Okay. You know, I got that.
I can be using glasses or any special glasses I can be using.
Okay.
You know.
Okay. I hear you. Thank you very much. I've put that down. Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Welcome. What's your name?
Good morning. I'm a glaucoma patient.
Okay, welcome.
Actually, when I was for the hospital, it was diagnosed, they said it was a cataract. A hospital that told me it was a cataract, I should wait. They gave me an appointment for the next month. So as I got there, I told them that the eye pressure is high. They checked and said the eye pressure is high. They told me that the thing is glaucoma. This same hospital gave me an eye drop that I applied on my right eye. My right eye lost vision. I could not see with my right eye again after the application of the drug, of the eye drop.
Ooh.
You see the problem. Most problem we have in this part of the planet is the doctors themselves have big doctors. Just like this one now. Some of them are just doctors for glasses, but they claim to the road clinic. I'm under NHIA. And the NHIA are not ready to protect your interest. Rather, the doctors, what I don't know what they gain from it. Now, I'm only managing one eye because I decided to tell them that let me be going to look.
Are you still managing glaucoma now for the other eye?
Yeah, I'm telling you, they say my glaucoma is advanced.
Oh dear, maybe possibly that's what affected the right eye. Maybe it was too late on the right eye. Just possibly.
No. It was the eye drop.
Did you go back to the hospital to challenge them about this?
Yes, I told them. I told them.
And what did they say to you?
I can't just think of anything.
I'm so sorry.
They just told me. I just wanted to understand.
I'm so sorry.
I'm managing that my right left eye now that is partially distant.
Thank you for sharing. I'm so sorry. All right. Good morning. Hello. Sorry about that. Please call again. So you see, when we're talking about disabilities, I had this conversation on Tuesday, right? When I tell you that 1 in every 8 Nigerians has one disability or the other, disability doesn't mean you were born with it. Something can just happen. And one of the things that can happen is glaucoma. And you suddenly just lose sight in both eyes and poof. Unfortunately for glaucoma, unlike cataracts, it's irreversible. Once the sight is gone, poof, it's gone. There's nothing you can do, at least as of this morning. If the doctor comes in, if there's something that I don't know about, he's going to tell us. Good morning, hello?
Hello, good morning.
Thank you for calling. Put off your radio.
Just give me a minute.
No, I don't have a minute. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Good morning.
Welcome. What's your name?
Good morning.
Good morning. I can hear you. Go ahead.
Hello.
Okay, I can't do that. Hello, good morning. Hello, are you there?
Hello, good morning, ma'am.
What's your name, sir?
My name is Victor, and I'm calling from my college.
Okay, please go ahead.
Well done. How is everything?
Great. Please go ahead. Go ahead, please.
Okay. I called because of this same issue we are talking about.
Okay.
It's also something that is troubling my life. I have same problem. And it was discovered on 2014. So, and since then, I've been managing it. But the problem is that the drugs we are using and the eye drop is a little bit expensive.
How much is it?
And being something that one continues constantly with, it's become a problem. Because
how much is the eye drop?
The eye drop they gave to me at the hospital, two different drugs. I drops one 4,500, the other one 5,500, and it expires exactly
in 1 month. 30 days. That's correct.
And the drugs, I was first of all using this.
No, don't mention the name of the drugs.
The drugs I was using about 32,800 naira, and it finishes exactly at 40 days.
Wow!
And the problem I have with, as it is now, I'm no longer working.
Oh.
Because the right eye can no longer see anything again. And the left one, that the vision is very little. Like, the last 3 weeks, I went to hospital to check, and they were telling me that he has damaged almost about 8, out of the 10 veins or so, that according to the doctor, that there's only 2 that working, even those 2 are not fully distinct. So this problem is a serious problem.
It is. Absolutely, I agree with you. I'm sorry about the situation. I would advise that, unfortunately, that's where you're at. You need to pick up yourself and do something.
The problem, even the worst aspect, is people around that taking advantage of the situation.
How?
Yes, because most times when people discover that, for instance, okay, 3 days ago something happened to me. I went with my son to go and send something. He led me to somewhere to go and send something to it. That was last week, Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
I gave the person the goods and they paid the money for the way bill. And at the end of the day, he threw the thing inside the office, locked it up, and told me he had sent it. And the thing has been there since that day until yesterday. If I had to cut the story short, I have to go to police station to go and report, because while calling, he was not picking. And when we came around, when he sees the result, he would disappear, knowing fully well that even if he's there, I may not even know that he had been dribbling me, just because he understood that my sight is not clear.
I'm so
even
sorry.
At home, people are around. A lot of people that do communicate come around, they'll come and take something when things were okay. Everybody has gone away, has bundled and everything, you know.
I'm sorry about the situation. Hello? I'm really very sorry about that situation. Ah, man. Okay, the doctor is close. I guess he would join us after the break. He says he's some minutes away. Let's hope he joins us before we return from the break. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Werimo.
Good morning, ma'am.
Good time. Thank you for this topic.
Yes, ma'am.
I've been a glaucoma patient. It was diagnosed in 2005. And I've been managing it. But in 2010, can you hear me?
I can hear you. I can even hear your radio, so I can okay. hear you. I can hear myself too.
In 2010, I lost my left eye, and later I had two operations on the right eye.
Okay.
As of now, they said it is at the last stage.
Oh dear.
So I'm just managing it, putting drops, using eye drops.
What does your eye drop cost? How much does your eye drop cost?
One of them, 8,500. The one that is called...
Don't mention the name. No, there's no need for that.
Okay.
All right, thank you very much for calling. So you see, prevention, when they tell you prevention is always cheaper than cure, always. will always be. It is. It will always be cheaper than care. Hello, good morning. Sorry about that. Please call again. Hello. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Wayman.
Thank you for calling.
Good morning.
Yeah, please go ahead.
Patrick, I'm calling from Lekki.
Welcome. Please go ahead.
Yeah, they not get the doctor, get to you when the doctor comes. You ask a question when you started initially. You say, how often do you check your eyes? I go yearly. I just check. I do general check every year.
Good.
And then the question that I have for the doctor is, what is the effect of poor lighting on the human eyes?
Okay.
Because I have found out that most of the light bulb we use in our houses, in our offices, they are poorly lit.
Hmm.
What is the effect of poor lighting on our eyes?
All right, I get you. Thank you very much. I need to go on a break. I'll be right back. The doctor should be here then. Don't go away.
This is an infomercial. Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, welcome back. The phone lines are on fire again. I'm going to start off taking comments off Facebook. We've got quite a number there as well as on YouTube. It's Nigeria Info 99.3 where we're streaming live right now. You can watch the show. The doctor is here, ladies and gentlemen. He's Dr. Adeboyega Alabi, medical doctor and ophthalmologist and lecturer with the Department of Ophthalmology, Faculty of Clinical Services, College of Medicine here at Lagos, at the University of Lagos. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Wemimo.
Nice so let to me be do. Here. It's glad to have you. Let's start with some of the questions we've had earlier on. Big question. Someone says from Delta State, can red gari, granite cause eye damage?
Well,
maybe not glaucoma precisely, but blindness. Can it lead to blindness?
Yeah, I this same question was asked in October. When I was here for the World Sight Day.
Hmm.
Well, not really. Not directly, really. Like I said the other time, the problem used to be poorly processed products. Poorly processed gari or granules. But like I said, that is no longer a problem now. The problem with poorly processed gari, it contains what we call cyanide. Hmm. So cyanide can actually damage the nerve of the eye. That's the optic nerve, which is the same thing that glaucoma affects as well. So but now I guess, like I said, it's usually not a big problem any longer. That's poorly processed gari. Then for granite, we have another content of granite that if you don't process properly could damage the eye. So I heard the question when he was asking about some chief justice and all that, two people, elderly people, but they are elderly. So and some of the conditions we see in the human eye actually are related to aging, including glaucoma. Just like you said, I mean, if you're over the age of 40, you're at higher risk than somebody younger. And as you grow older, the risk increases. So basically, old age increases our risk of eye conditions, including cataract, glaucoma, what we call age-related macular degeneration. So for those blind elderly folks, we need to find out what exactly do they have. It may really not be related to gari or consumption of granite. Really.
It can just be old age related.
Yes, yes. A lot of these conditions, they show face as one grows old.
So is there something, so that people are not just scared. Yeah. So as you grow older, can you avert some of these conditions? Is there something you can do to make sure that your eyes still see when you get older?
Not really, because age is not modifiable. Age is not a modifiable factor. But basically, if we pick them early, we can manage them appropriately. Take for example, if you have cataract, that can be treated with good surgical extraction. The patient will see. For glaucoma, that's what we're here preaching.
Yeah.
Early detection. If we detect early, we'll manage properly, and then we can save the sight of the patient. We cannot prevent you from developing glaucoma, but we can prevent you from becoming blind from glaucoma. So what we are here preaching, we are preaching against glaucoma blindness, not necessarily against glaucoma as a disease entity. When we pick it early, just like high blood pressure and any other of these common, medical conditions, when we pick it early and we manage it appropriately, the patient's eyesight can be saved for his or rest of, I mean, the remaining part of is our life, basically. And then, I mean, also I mentioned something like age-related macular degeneration, even diabetes, eye disease, hypertensive eye disease, all these things, actually, they increase in terms of, you know, prevalence as one become older. So if we pick them early and we manage them appropriately, we can prevent the patient from becoming blind from these conditions.
I mentioned myself earlier. I mean, I'm a staunch advocate for checking your eyes because I was saved by the whiskers. I detected very early. It was very, very early. That was, I'm talking 2019. That's why I know so much about glaucoma, because when the doctor told me I have glaucoma, what in God's name is that? You know, so I had to do a full report, do investigations, find out what it's about. And the only thing that saves you from blindness, from glaucoma, is just detecting early and managing it.
Absolutely. I'm happy for you, Wemoso.
Thank you.
I'm happy for you. So, and then we want to be happy for all other person listening to us. Absolutely. Like, just barely 20 to 30% of people that have this condition are aware of it.
Hey.
20 to 30% of people that have glaucoma are aware.
The remaining 70 to 80% yes. are walking about.
Yes, absolutely. And the only way you can know is when you have your eye tested. When you
are there symptoms? I mean, one of the callers said he had a symptom when he's driving. So I also feel this sometimes when I'm driving at night.
Yeah.
I try to avoid driving on this one lane when an incoming car is directly. Yeah. I just go blind temporarily. I can't see a thing, so I just wait. If you're behind me, sorry, you're gonna have to wait because I can't see anything ahead. So he says that was a sign he saw. He would find a huge ring of light in his eyes, and he insisted when he went to the hospital, he was told cataract, just go home, wait for it to mature and come back. But he went to another hospital and checked again. So are there symptoms, are there things that one can, that can be an alarm that should send you quickly to the hospital?
At the early stage, no.
Hey,
glaucoma at the early stage is usually without symptoms. So by the time most patients that have glaucoma, by the time they develop symptoms, the disease is already a bit advanced. The question, the symptoms of halos around light, yes, it could happen. I mean, usually when the intraocular pressure is very high, elevated, the cornea, that's that transparent part of the eye, will become swollen. And then rays of light that usually should travel in a straight pattern through that structure will now scatter.
Spread out.
Yeah, so give what we call glare. And sometimes because of the spectrum of light, it could give what we refer to as rainbow-colored halos around light. So when they look at a light source, they will see like a rainbow-colored halos around it. So usually a sign or a feature of very high intraocular pressure, which obviously could be one of the presentation of glaucoma. It could even happen without glaucoma. So obviously, raised intraocular pressure is not synonymous to glaucoma.
Yeah.
So most often people will have glaucoma. The pressure could be marginally high, but will probably not give symptoms at the early stage. So the only thing is that consciously, it's like, you know, taking responsibility. Everybody should have their eyes evaluated regularly.
Even when
there is nothing.
I hope you're listening. Let me give you some numbers that might scare you. Yeah. An estimated this is glaucoma is estimated to be responsible for the blindness of 80 million people in the year 2020. 80 million. And had been projected to cause blindness to about 111.8 million people globally. By 2040, we'd have that number. 111.8 million people might have glaucoma by 2040. Now, one in every Nigerian and every 20 Nigerian aged 40 and above has glaucoma. That's one in every five of these number will get blind. Interestingly, I talked about disability earlier this week, and some people feel, oh, it's never going to be me. I mean, when you're talking disability, it's those people. But if you lose your sight, you've had a disability.
I like it when we talk about figures because it actually drives the point. So let me just add to the figures you gave us. Glaucoma is responsible for 16.7% blindness in Nigeria. 16.7% of all persons that are blind in Nigeria is as a result of glaucoma. And just like you mentioned, at a point, 80 million people have glaucoma worldwide. And by 2040, is projected to increase to over 110 million people, and about 11.2 million of them are blind. And for Nigeria, about 5.4% of persons aged 40 and above are suspected to have glaucoma in Nigeria. And for because we are Africans, and we know that African descent is one of the risk factors, glaucoma tends to assume a very aggressive progression in Africans.
Whoa.
Yes, compared to other races. So assume a very aggressive, you know, progress as a disease. So it's important to pick it early because of this. And just like we said, usually it's asymptomatic at the early stage. It won't give any sign, it won't give any symptoms. And we all have to take responsibility to check our eyes.
Now, let me ask you a tough question.
Yeah.
Do our ophthalmologists, do they know what they're doing? Because a lot of my colleagues have asked that they go to the hospital, they see a doctor and they tell them, oh, it's cataracts, go home. Then they go to other clinics before they're finally diagnosed of glaucoma. And by that time, it's too late. So how come our doctors, can't they find out when you have glaucoma? Don't they know what to check for?
You mentioned ophthalmologists. Are we sure these people are seeing ophthalmologists? I mean, we have various caders of eye care providers. And we have various caders of healthcare providers. So, but I can tell you authoritatively, every trained ophthalmologist knows what they are doing when it comes to glaucoma. In fact, glaucoma forms the bulk of our, you know, syllabus in training. So it is criminal. You cannot be certified an ophthalmologist if you don't know glaucoma inside out.
So let me ask you.
Yeah.
There are various eye clinics across Lagos. You Absolutely. See the banner.
Yes.
Eye clinic. If yes. I walk in there, I don't know the difference. I know I'm coming here to see a doctor who, according to somebody, puts torchlights in my eyes and check. So how do I know if this doctor is certified or knows what he or she's doing with my eyes? Because if they don't know what they're doing, they're putting me at risk.
That's a big question. And that's a question for the regulatory body, really. But having said that, it's your right to know. I mean, when you see a doctor, it's your right to know.
Ask them.
Yes. Ask the doctor's name. Ask the doctor's qualification. A doctor shouldn't feel offended by that. If they feel offended, then probably they are not the best person for you.
Go elsewhere.
So, absolutely. So, I mean, the person or the specialist that are approved to manage glaucoma are the ophthalmologists. You cannot have your glaucoma properly assessed, evaluated, and managed if you are not under the care of an ophthalmologist. We have, like I said, we have other allied eye care workers. You can see them. Probably they'll be your first port of call. But once you see them and they are saying something about glaucoma, the onus is on them to refer you to see an ophthalmologist.
What are these other classes of doctors?
Yes, we have the optometrist.
Okay.
These are individuals that they attend the school of optometry and they graduate as doctor of optometry, DO. They are ab initio not medical doctors. They are not trained as medical doctors. Medical doctors are those that have gone to medical school and they have acquired a degree we call MBBS, Bachelor of Medicine, Bachelor of Surgery. You know, so, but optometrists are not. They go to the school of optometry. They spend about 5 to 6 years. They are trained to be an optometrist, and when they come out, what they do, they undo your refractive needs, that's your errors of refraction, need to use glasses. They are trained to do the test to get the appropriate spectacle you need to wear, and then they'll send you to the optician who will cut the glass for you and fit it, and then you can wear. And aside from that, sometimes they can manage very mild eye conditions, but by the time they are seeing things like glaucoma, the onus is on them to refer the patient to the ophthalmologist. I was on call with the head of that group earlier this week, and we actually emphasized on it. And I know their group and the association, they are doing a lot in that regard. They are not taking that for granted. They've told their members, once you see a case that looks like glaucoma, you can offer the initial first aid, but you must refer the patient to the ophthalmologist for appropriate care. Apart from the optometrist, we also have the optician. I've mentioned them passively. These are technicians. I mean, more or less, they are trained to fit the spectacle
into the frame.
Yeah, they fix the lens into your frame to make the spectacle. That's what they do, basically. And then we have other support staff. We have the ophthalmic nurses. They support the ophthalmologists, either in the clinic, We have the perioperative nurse, they support us in the OR operating room, Nitera. Then basically those are the ones, and of course the ophthalmologist. The ophthalmologist is a trained medical doctor that now specializes in surgical and medical care of the human eye.
So I know the questions to ask. I hope you also know the same. Ask your doctor what that doctor is.
Absolutely.
So you know when to ask further questions. One more, the phone lines, my goodness. Now, someone asked about the use of system. If you're someone who uses a system continuously for a long time, could this affect the eye? Is there something you can do to protect the eye? Let me add that to someone who also asked about poor lightning.
Okay.
How do these affect the eye, possibly in relation to glaucoma or other eye issues?
Yes, for the use of these visual devices, I mean, we have this computer eye syndrome. It could affect the eye.
Mm.
Not severely, though. Not up to the point somebody probably will go blind. But, I mean, it could lead to dryness around the eye, gritty sensation, you know, feeling uncomfortable with your eye and all that. So what we expect everybody to do that are exposed to this thing, you know, continuously, take a time out. When you are working on your system, think blink, and then take some few minutes off the system. It probably you have used for an hour. You can take like 2 or 3 minutes or 5 minutes of the system. And like I said, think blink. And if you have refractive error, use your appropriate glasses while using the system.
Mm.
And we have glasses now that have, you know, protective qualities from glare, from the rays and all that.
Mine
so,
has.
Yes.
So yeah. You can and use so generally, just go see a doctor if you have concerns about your eyes.
Absolutely.
Right. Let's take a few more calls. WhatsApp. Oh, my goodness. Hello. Oh, sorry about that. Please call again if you're able to. Good morning. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for calling.
Yes, please. I want to ask the doctor a question, please. Oh, okay. I wear glasses. I recently went for an eye check. Recently, I have the doctor said it's like it's called control. Also, whenever I don't wear my glasses, my vision is blurry. I don't see the TV set, I don't see the lettering very well, except I put on my glasses or I go closer. Even when I go closer, it's still blur.
Okay.
You know? So I just want to know that. So he said it's astigmatism also, that it comes with age, you know, that it's from 38 years and above. You know, from that it comes to age. So I don't know, is it something related to glaucoma also? That's what I want to ask. Thank you.
Do you get the question?
Yes, I did. Okay. Clearly. So thank you, madam, for your question. Let me correct this. Astigmatism is not really related to age. No. And astigmatism is one of the common refractive errors that warrant the use of glasses. And that, for now, is the standard treatment, you know, for that. And once you use your glasses, you should be fine. So as long as you are seeing with your glasses, you don't really have much to worry about. However, there are other types of refractive error. Take, for example, short-sightedness or myopia. That is inability to see things that are far, or you can see things that are close to you clearly. That on its own is a risk factor for glaucoma. So individuals, yes, for the primary open-angle glaucoma type, one of the known risk factors is short-sightedness or myopia. So if you are short-sighted and you are using glasses to see things that are far, you are advised to also check your eyes regularly for glaucoma.
Okay, let's take a final question because time has run off me. Good morning, hello.
Good morning, Sister Wemimo.
Yes, welcome. You have a question on glaucoma. Let's make it quick, sir.
Yeah, my name is Man from Alakre. I want to ask a question to the doctor. What is the difference between glaucoma and cataract?
Good question. 1 minute.
So the difference, the structure they affect in the eye differs.
Mm.
Cataract affects what we call the crystalline lens. That crystalline lens supports our ability to focus the image of the object we are looking at on the retina. So sometimes, usually with age, it's usually transparent, clear and transparent. But sometimes with age, it can lose its transparency and become opaque. When it becomes opaque, we refer to that as cataract. And cataract is a cause of treatable blindness. With good surgical extraction, we expect patients that have cataract to see after the surgery.
Can surgery be one of the treatments for glaucoma?
Absolutely, yes. Then the other one is glaucoma. The structure affected by glaucoma is the optic nerve. That is the wire-like structure that connects the eye to the part of the brain that interprets what we see.
Mm.
And these nerves is not just one strand. There are about 1.2 million of them coming together. So glaucoma damages those nerves one by one. So it's a progressive blindness. And because this nerve is not cannot be repaired, damage to the nerve is irreversible. So
the blindness
that ensues from glaucoma is therefore irreversible.
On this note, ladies and gentlemen, I hope with these few points of mine, I've been able to convince you and not to confuse you to go see a doctor.
Absolutely.
And check your eyes. Thank you very much, doctor, for being here.
Dr.
Adegboye Galabi, thank you for being here. Nigeria, I'm back again tomorrow, 5 a.m. on the Morning Crossfire. The ministry is here after the news with Daily Digest. I'm on social media as well, Mimo Sport. Have a fantastic day. Go check your eyes, ladies and gentlemen, and save your sight.
Children are adorable.
So cute.
Until they turn your newly painted white walls to a canvas.
Oh no!
Easy, Mommy. No need to panic. Forgiveness is easy when you use Dulux Easy Care paint. Dulux Easy Care is 20 times tougher than the regular matte paint. So.